News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Cabinet has approved proposals for the modernization of the Bank of Jamaica BOJ. The proposed changes are expected to be tabled in Parliament in October. Minister of Finance and the Public Service, Dr. Nadja Clark, says the proposals are to amend the Bank of Jamaica, Banking Services and Public Bodies Management and Accountability Acts to enable the issuance of new governance regulations for the central bank.
The reforms to be tabled in 2018 include a revision to the central bank's mandate. This involves the establishment of a clear and prioritized mandate of price stability as the goal of monetary policy.
Dr. Nadja Clark was delivering a special policy address on the BOJ modernization last Thursday. He says going forward, the principal monetary policy goal of the central bank will be to achieve an inflation target with all other tools and indicators ranked after that goal. Chief Technical Director in the Office of the Prime Minister, Jacqueline Lynch Stewart, says persons are becoming more accepting of the National Identification System NIDS as a result of robust public education efforts. She says since December 2017, the NIDS project team has participated in approximately 120 speaking engagements, resulting in persons getting a better understanding of the benefits of NIDS.
The vast majority of that has been churches who have invited us to come and speak to them and their congregations. We've also been invited by the service clubs and some communities as well.
Mrs. Lynch Stewart was speaking at a JIS think tank session last week. In the meantime, the chief technical director says a working group is being developed to focus on the NIDS regulations. West Indies alumina company Windalco will not face sanctions by the United States Office of Foreign Assets Control, OFAC, at this time. That's the word from Minister of Transport and Mining Robert Montague. Minister Montague told Parliament last Tuesday that the government appealed to the OFAC for the granting of waivers for UC Rosal's Windalco operations. This means Windalco can now conduct business with U.S. companies and Jamaican companies without fear of sanctions from the United States. Minister Montague says the OFAC advised the government that Windalco's commercial activities were covered under General License 14, which expires in October. The move will also protect the lives of 1,200 workers at the Ewerton St. Catherine location. And State Minister in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security Xavier Mayne says the government will be improving access to skills training and employment for persons with disabilities, PWDs. Census reports indicate that approximately 200,000 Jamaicans live with a disability, with less than 1% being employed. Minister Mayne says alliances are being forged with employers for the inclusion of more persons with disabilities in the workplace.
This will be done against the background of the ministry's vision to contribute to national development through the provision of an effective and efficient labor and social security services. And it is expected that the positive outcome of this venture will result in an increase in the strategic hiring of persons with disabilities.
Minister Mayne was addressing a recent ministry consultation on creating access to job opportunities for persons with disabilities. So far, the government has made progress in improving skills training and employability outcomes for PWDs through the Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities Project, which involves partnership with the Program of Advancement through Health and Education PATH. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
School's out. Are you running up the bills? More free time means more screen time and higher energy bills. Higher energy bills means less money to spend. Unplug tablets, phones, laptops, and other devices once they're charged and don't leave them charging overnight. Turn down the volume on the music and switch off electronics when they're not in use. You're in charge. Conserve energy and save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.